because I have in my book a message that I've been working on all the week that's about 7 pages. And I have another one here that I've been working on that is in no constructive order. And that's the one I'm going to preach.
All right.
From the Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Subject on the testimony of a tax collector. And I'm going to do as I do a lot of the times when I stand to speak, I'm going to ask you to let me control what you think of. And I want you thinking on the same pattern that I'm thinking on when I do this message. I'm going to talk about the tax collector. But in order to do this, I need for you to go on a journey with me. I want you to travel with me to a hot, desert, dry, infested area with flies and fleas and everything else, to an area around Jericho, where this man Zacchaeus lived and worked and did what he did. He's a Jew. He's somebody. He's wealthy. He's rich. He's a chieftain. He's a tax collector. And he's considered by the Jews to be a sinner. I want you to go with me in this journey. And I want you to go. We're going to go on a journey in his life, right, as I see his life in Scripture. Okay. You're going to have to get up early in the morning because you don't have the wave to travel on. You don't have your Lexus to ride in. If you ride anything, it would be a donkey. Most of the time, you're walking. And it was his day to collect taxes. Got up early in the morning and on his journey, started walking down the dusty road. Got out his day timer and looked in it and said, I'm going today to collect taxes. And I'm going to do my job as I'm supposed to do it. Had some people that had appointments in his book. Started down the streets and came to the first house where he was supposed to collect tax. And this is point number one. Every point is going to have two parts, so you'll get one part first and then you'll get the second part later on, because I didn't have time to put it together any better than this. But I got it up here, I think. Walking down the dusty roads, he come to the first house where he was supposed to collect taxes. He comes to the house and he looks at the house and he says to himself, I'm going to collect my taxes and do my job. Start looking at the house, and he said, I wonder if they are able to pay. He goes up to the first house, and he knocks on the door. The first knock, nobody answered. Nobody came to the door. Standing there, he knocks again. He hears somebody inside, and somebody's like they're stumbling to the door. Man come to the door, opened the door and pulled it back, and Zacchaeus almost ran because the man looked so bad. standing there at the door, frail man, staring at him, looking at him, but not seeing him. Oh, I forgot to tell you, he was blind. He was blind, and he said, "Yes, sir, can I help you?" He said, "I'm here to collect taxes." He said, "You know who I am." He said, "Zacchaeus?" He said, "Yes." He said, "That's me." He said, "I'm here to collect taxes." He said, "You're supposed to pay your taxes today." He said, "Mr. Zacchaeus," said, "I don't have any money to pay my taxes." Said, "I don't have the blind society to make a donation to me." Said, "And I don't have Medicaid." Said, "So I cannot pay my taxes today." He said, "Well, that's why I'm here." He said, "Mr. Zacchaeus," said, "if you could just give me 30 days. Said, "And if you could just come back in 30 days, said, I'll pay you my taxes." Zacchaeus said, "No," said, "you know, I don't walk like that. I don't do that." Said, "You're supposed to pay me today." Said, "I'm going to collect today. I don't have it. You can't collect it." Said, he said, "So I don't have it." He said, "If you'll just give me 30 days. And come back in 30 days and I'll pay you." "Well, you know, I don't normally do that, but since you ask me, I'll give you 30 days. He said, "But blind man, in 30 days I will be back. And when I come back, if you don't pay your taxes," he said, "other than being blind, you're going to be homeless." Said, "So you have to pay your taxes." Zacchaeus had to do something that he hadn't done before, and he was caught between mercy and money. He had to dispense mercy because he could not collect money. So he said, "In 30 days, blind man, I'll be back. And I expect to collect my taxes." Zacchaeus turned and walked away. Went on down the street. Said, "I don't know what people are thinking about." So they know they're supposed to pay their taxes, and they won't pay their taxes. Walked on down the road about 5 or 10 minutes, and he saw the next house where he was supposed to collect his taxes. Coming to the house, he looked at the house. The house needed painting. The siding was falling off. In order to get to the house, he had to step up over stuff to get to the door. And he said to himself, if the lady had a goat, the goat could be fed because the lawn had not been cut. It had not been manicured. It looked as if nobody lived there. And he went and knocked on the door, and as before, nobody answered. He kept knocking. Lady finally came to the door. She came to the door, frail as the other man. Hair all matted up on her head. Dress hanging half off. And in order to stand at the door, she had to hold on to the door so she would not fall. She said, she looked at him, she said, "I know who you are, and I know what you came for." Said, "You came to collect your taxes." She said, "But Mr. Zacchaeus," said, "I don't have any money to pay you." Said, "So you can't collect the tax because I don't have it." Said, "I'm not being arrogant, but I don't have it to pay you." Said, "I'm sick. I can't hardly do anything." Said, but if you come back in 30, he said, "Here it go again. Come back in 30 days and you'll have it." She said, "Yes," said, "if you come back in 30 days, I'll pay you your taxes." He said, "Well, I got to come back this way anyway. So I'll let you come back. I'll come back in 30 days. So he finally agreed to her paying him in 30 days. And he backed on out and went on down to the next house. Just kept walking, trying to find somebody that's going to pay his taxes. As he gets down close to the next house, he looks out there. When he get down there, and he could see down the road, he saw a figure standing in the yard. staring off out into space like they was looking for something. The closer he got to her, didn't pay him any attention at all. But he kept walking towards the figure that he had seen in the present. When he got there to it, when he got right up to it, he heard a scream that would scare the average man, and it was coming from behind him. He heard that scream, and he turned around to look, and he just saw a flash of something that go by. Looked like a man, but it looked more like a beast than it was a man, because it was a man, but he had been running in the graves and cutting himself. The lady standing out there was his wife. She was standing out there watching him just to get a glimpse of him. He walked up to her. He said, "What was that I heard?" She said, "That used to be my husband." Said there were days when he was a good husband. He was a good provider. Said he provided a good home and he provided for all of our children. Said, but all of a sudden, something happened to him, and said now all he does is stay in the grave, running and cutting himself on stones and things. She looked bad, but she's standing out there. She said, "He's my husband and I love him. He's the father of my children, but I can't do anything." She said, "Can't anybody bind him?" Said, "We've tried to bind him, but nobody could bind him." So said, "He keeps getting away." Said, "If we get him and tie him up," said, "he breaks whatever's there." Said, "Nothing can hold him." Said, "Yeah, I can understand." She said, "I can't pay you my taxes." And before she could ask him, Zacchaeus said, "Yeah," said, "I know." Said, "You want me to give you 30 days. She said, "Yeah, 30 days and come back and I'll pay you taxes, pay my taxes." Well, Zacchaeus not in a hurry to be bothered with demons. He started backpedaling out and said, "I'll give you 30 days. Said, I'll be back in this area in 30 days, and I expect to collect my taxes." Had one more house. Keep walking down the street. Round the curve, he comes to a house, and he looks hanging on the door, and there's a spray hanging on the door. He said, "This is the house where I'm supposed to collect taxes from, and they have a spray on the door." But he said, "I got to do my job because I'm supposed to collect taxes." He knocked on the door, and at the first knock, somebody opened the door, and it was a lady standing there dressed to kill in her black. She looked at him. She said, "I know who you are. I know what you're looking for. But I don't have any money to pay my taxes." She said, "Mr. Zacchaeus," said, "my son died yesterday. And the money that I had to pay the taxes with, I had to bury my son." Said, "I can't pay you." He said, "I know you want me to come back in 30 days. He said, "Yes, if you come back and give me 30 days, I'll pay my taxes." Said, "Okay," said, "I got to come back this way anyway to see some of your neighbors." Said, "So I'll check you out in 30 days. Said, "But in 30 days, I want my taxes." Said, "You got to pay your taxes." She said, "Mr. Zacchaeus, I'll take care of it in 30 days. Zacchaeus started walking back home down the dusty road. Had put in a hard day's work. Didn't have anything to show for it. Have you ever been there? Where seemed to have worked all day and had nothing to show for your labor. So he goes home, and the next 30 days pass pretty fast. As is normal, he wakes up this morning 30 days later. Opens up his day timer, looks in it and said, looks in it and have written in it, said, he wrote in his book, "The most non-productive day of my career," on the day when he went, when these people did not pay taxes. And now it's time for him to go back and collect the taxes from all those people. He said, "Nobody is going to put any sob story on me today. said, I'm going to collect my taxes today because they are supposed to pay up, and I've been very lenient with them, giving them 30 days, and they didn't pay me any taxes. Said, but now I must collect the taxes that they owe me. So he begins his journey, got his lunch packed and got his daytime, and he goes on down the road, comes to the first house, the house of the blind man. As he turned the corner, he looks up and looks at the house and sees the house, and it doesn't even look like the same house. It has been remodeled, updated, and have everything fixed to the T. He said, well, said, I think this is the right house. Most of us have been places, and then when we had to go back, it didn't seem like it was the same place. And this is where Zacchaeus was. He goes there and knocks on the door. Soon as he knocks, somebody opened the door. Young man standing in the door looks at him. He looks at him and said, can I help you, sir? He said, yes, sir. My name is Zacchaeus. I'm looking for the man of the house. He said, I am the man of the house. He said, no, said, you can't be the man of the house. He said, because I was here 30 days ago and the man of the house was blind. He could not see. He was not able to pay his taxes. And his house looked a mess. He said, and I look at this house, it does, said, you cannot be the same man. He said, yes, I'm the same man. He said, but Mr. Zacchaeus said, let me tell you how things are different. He said, I was standing down there by the road one day, and I heard him said a man by the name of Jesus was coming by. Said, and I start calling him Jesus, son of David. He said, and he told me to come on over. Said, and I went over, and he asked me what did I desire. Said, he said, I told him I desired. He said, he touched me, and I was able to see. Said, and ever since that day, I've been seeing, I've been looking, and I've been telling people about Jesus. He said, but Mr. Zacchaeus said, you got a few minutes? He said, yeah. He said, well, sit down, let me tell you something. Zacchaeus took a seat, and a young man stood there and said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. He said, Mr. Zacchaeus said, I met a man called Jesus, and he touched me. And now I can see. He said, Mr. Zacchaeus said, here's your money to pay my taxes. Zacchaeus backed up and walked out the door. Said, he met a man that healed his blindness. So with all my problems, I need to see that same man. Well, this trip have been profitable, Zacchaeus said, and he started walking on down the street. Goes to the next house, which he had to step over stuff to get in the house. The lawn had been manicured. Flowers planted everywhere. And he goes and knocks on the door. This lady comes to the door. She opens the door, and to all of us, it looked like she had just stepped out of Vogue magazine. She had on a new dress. Yes. Sisters, and you know what a new dress will do. New dress will make you feel like you are somebody, especially when you haven't had one in a long time. She stood there looking at him, and she said, Mr. Zacchaeus said, am I at the right place? She said, you, Mr. Zacchaeus, said you are here to collect your taxes. He looked at her, and he said, do you know your blind neighbor down the street? She said, no, said, I know my used-to-be blind neighbor down the street. Said, he paid his taxes. Said, she said, yeah, I know. Said, he sold his C&I dog because he didn't need him anymore. But he said, well, you don't look the same like you did when I was here 30 days ago. She said, let me tell you. She said, I heard about this man called Jesus. And he was coming to town. She said, but it was so crowded around him. I tried to get to him. I pressed my way. She said, and I couldn't reach him up top. Said, but everybody else was reaching at him up top. Said, I got down on my knees. And I just reached and I touched the hem of his garment. Said, and when I touched the hem of his garment, said, I could feel my body being healed. Said, I just touched the hem of his garment, said, and everything was all right. She said, and since then, Mr. Zacchaeus said, I didn't have to keep paying all them quack doctors. Said, I got some money now. She said, here's your money for your taxes. And she said, you got a little time? Said, sit down. Brother Eric could do this a lot better than I could. She said, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I don't know anymore. He said, but all of my good days outweigh my bad days. Then it says, I won't complain because God done been good to me. See, brothers and sisters, when you trust in him, you got something to say. Zacchaeus left that house, said a blind man that couldn't see. A woman that had a disease and now she's healed said, I need to see this man called Jesus. Said, well, I got to go a little farther. Said, I've had a lot of good luck today. I've collected on both of them. Said, they was true to the word. They told me to come back in 30 days, and they kept their word. Said, if everything keeps going like this, I'm going to have a wonderful day. Went on down the road, and he was looking for to see that same woman standing out there in the streets. But he didn't see her standing out there in the street. Went to the house, knocked on the door. She came to the door. He was expecting to see her just like he saw the other day, the 30 days before, hair all matted up. And when she opened that door, he jumped back. He said, this can't be the same house. She said, Mr. Zacchaeus, sir, come on in. He said, I looked at her. He said, and she even had a new hairdo. And if you think a dress make a lady think she's somebody, you let her go to the beauty parlor and she haven't been in a long time. It helps them with the attitude. This lady looked like she in her mind, Zacchaeus says she was worth $1 million. She said, come on in. And talk to him and said, I'm going to be able to take care of you. And said, just as she was standing to the door, said, this young man stepped out from behind her. Brother Earl, he was what they call 3 T's. He was tall, he was tan, and he was terrific. He stepped out from behind her, looking good. He said to himself, I'm glad. She did what she did. She went and found her another man. She left that grave dweller alone. She said, as Zacchaeus was thinking, she said, Mr. Zacchaeus said, you didn't meet my husband when you were here 30 days ago. Said, because he was in the cemetery. Said, that was him that was running and cutting himself. Said, but look at him now. Said, doesn't he look good? Said, this is him. Said, what happened to him? Said, she said, one day a man called Jesus had come up and he got off the boat, said, my husband ran, said, and he touched him and made him whole. Said the demons and what was in him left him. And said, look at him now. Said, he got a job. Said, we're able to pay you your taxes. He said, wait a minute, baby. Said, let me tell him. Said, you were there to witness it. Said, but I lived through it. You don't know like I know. He said, Mr. Zacchaeus said, what you talking about, brother? He said, I know that I've been changed. I know that I've been changed. God done changed me because he fixed me. He took my sickness and he took it away from me. That's how I know that I've been changed. Nothing seems the same because I have allowed God to touch me and make me different than I used to be. You have to allow him. He said, Mr. Zacchaeus, you can't meet Jesus and stay the same. You can't stay there because he'll change you. And Zacchaeus left there and he was just murmuring to himself, I need to see this man called Jesus. I've had the worst day of my life when I came this way before. Said, I'm here 30 days later and everything seemed to be going well for these people. He said, and all three of them so far got one thing in common. They met a man called Jesus. But then as he was talking to himself, walking down the street, he came to the next house where the spray had been on the door. He walks up to the door. He knocks on the door. And the first time he knocked, a little boy just pulled the door open. And Zacchaeus said, I must be at the wrong house. He said, are you Mr. Zacchaeus? He said, yes, and I am Zacchaeus. He said, Mama been waiting on you all day long. Said, because he said, no, said, this can't be the same house. Said, because last month, the only little boy that this lady had, he had died. He said, Mr. Zacchaeus, said, I'm her son. Said, I was dead. Said, my mama had always worried whether the same thing that come and got my daddy and my older brother were going to come and take me. Said, and the day before you came, said, the same sickness came in and took me out. Said, but then, but we were having the funeral. Said, they went down to the temple and they were having my service down at the temple. Said, and they started leaving and they came as we were going out the gate. Said, he said, death was walking out and divinity was walking in. Said, just as we got ready to walk out the gate, said, a man called Jesus came in the gate, said, and he touched my thing, said, and everything came alive. Said the mortician got so scared he gave mama her money back, took his casket back. Said, I sat up in it. Said, mama took me out and brought me home. Said, Mr. Zacchaeus, said, you need to meet Jesus. Said, and when you meet Jesus, said, everything would be all right. His mama was right there behind, and she said, wait a minute. She said, baby, she said, Mr. Zacchaeus said, he can tell you about it. Said, but he's just a boy, about 12 or 13 years old. She said, but let me tell you. Said, I'm going to tell you just like only a mama can tell you. And then she said, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, God, my Lord. There is no shadow of turning. Great is thy faithfulness. When you're faithful to God, God will provide just what you need. Zacchaeus started looking. He said, everywhere I seem to go, somebody have met this man called Jesus. And here I am. I need to meet this man called Jesus. Y'all have to excuse me now. but God done been good to me. Thank you. Said everywhere I go, he seemed to be blessing people. And just then, as he walked away from that house, he heard a crowd of people, and he looked up and he said, one of his buddies said, "Hey, Zach," said, "have you heard?" Said, "Jesus is in town." Zach said, "I got to see this man called Jesus." And he went and he saw his statue, couldn't see over him. He ran down the road. Y'all have to excuse me now. Think about this. Zacchaeus, a businessman in town, uptown, on Main Street, running up and down the street, trying to get someplace so he can see Jesus. He ran down the street, couldn't see him, but then he saw something. He saw a sycamore tree. Then he looked at the tree. I don't know how he got up there. I don't know how. But when you need to see Jesus, he'll make a way somehow. But he got up the sycamore tree. He was too short to see over him, but he wasn't too short to see Jesus. He found a way. Brothers and sisters, you can find a way when you need to see Jesus. You may have to get out your box. Climbed up a tree, wanting to see Jesus. Had all this stuff, had everything he thought he needed, but there was one thing that was missing in his life. You can have all the money that you think you want. You can have the best house in the city. You can have the best job in the state. You can drive the finest car in the state. But if you don't have Jesus, you're missing something. Well, I got to get out your way, y'all. But let me tell you what I saw in Zacchaeus. I saw him trying to climb the ladder of success. He had taken his ladder and he had laid it against a building called success. He had climbed up the ladder, had gone up to the top of the ladder, had got as high as he could go, and then he couldn't go any higher. But then there still seemed to have been a void in his life. I need to help somebody right here. You can have all of everything that you think you need in this world. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have everything that you need. Because if you don't have Jesus, what all this stuff you have down here, when you draw your last breath, it's over with. But Zacchaeus found that his ladder had been leaning against the wrong building. The building that he had his ladder leaning against was the building of success. He saw it leaning up there and he thought it was all right. But then when he got up as high as he could go and being successful, he was still missing something. I just believe in my mind, he got up to the top of success and he looked over into eternity and he saw that he was not going to be with Jesus. Oh Lord, help me, Holy Ghost, help me to understand what we see over there is nothing like what's here. I believe as he was climbing the ladder, this is how I made myself see it. When he stepped on the first step, he thought about the blind man. He said he was blind, but now he can see. Then when he got to the next one, he stepped on it. I don't forget what that is, but he kept going. But then when he got to the last one, where the woman, the man had been in the grave, running around with great dead people. He saw him step up there. He said, God, Jesus touched him and he made him whole. God's all right. Whatever your sickness is, God can take care of it. But you got to give it to him. You got to come seeking him. And when you come seeking him, he will provide just what you need. You can't make it without him. Zacchaeus was up the tree and Jesus told him to come down and he came down in haste and Jesus told him, I must go home with him. Listen to me, somebody gonna be murmuring and grumbling about you after God get bless you. Don't you listen to him. You can't find where Zacchaeus said anything to those people that was murmuring about him, he was talking to Jesus. If you just talk to Jesus, everything would be all right. Zacchaeus went home. He went home with Jesus. He carried him home with him. Brothers and sisters, I stop by to tell you, if you don't take Jesus home with you, he can't do you any good. I didn't say take him to your job, because on your job, you got a certain way you got to act. But when you get home, all the covers and all the facades come off. If you don't take Jesus home with you, you don't have him at all. Because at home, we take off everything. We take off our shoes. We take off our socks. We walk around in stuff that we don't want nobody to see us in. That's why you got to take Jesus home with you, so he'll know everything about you. You can fool me sometime, but you can't fool God. You got to take him home with you. The testimony of a tax collector, he got to know Jesus. He went seeking after money, but then he found Jesus. You can go seeking after something else, but Jesus will show up in a way. Well, Zacchaeus had finished that day. And with all the religious people standing around, murmuring about him, said you could hear him humming as he went off with Jesus. Jesus says, to the uttermost, no matter who you are, Jesus saved, and so they just heard him saying it, and say all of them, when they went home that night, that's all they could hear, was him saying, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. See, somebody that don't like what's happening to you, when God's blessing you, don't you answer them, you just keep talking to Jesus. I'm through. Listen to me. Zacchaeus received something that day that each one of us need to receive, and it's called freedom from sin. Jesus can free you from whatever your sin is. His sin to me was success without God. God can make you successful and you stay with him. You heard it. It's in the scripture. He said, if I have taken anything, I give it back to him. Repentance, seeking forgiveness. Okay, I'll keep talking, y'all. But listen to me. Listen to me. If you want the blessings of God, seek after him. Seek after him. And he'll bless you. See, Zacchaeus was a Jew. He knew the law, but he had not obeyed the law. But there's a law that supersedes all other laws. That's the law of receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. With that, we'll extend an invitation for you to come to Christ